Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Woo-hoo, I'm down here in Huntington Beach. My boyfriend, lover, significant other, whatever you call him at the age I'm at, brought me down for the weekend, a little getaway, and to see Odysseo, the amazing show with all the horses. You know, I'm sure in another lifetime I used to be Annie Oakley. I adore horses. When I did Search and Rescue, I got to be the best rider on Search and Rescue, and I got to ride them all the time. And, oh, my gosh, when I can get around a horse, I feel the magnificence of God. That's the best way I can say it. I've got a lot of information for you all today. Thank you for joining me. If you're joining us for the first time, you have found an amazing community of love and support. We believe in taking responsibility for our own lives, for getting off our excuses and moving on so that the universe can actually come in and help us manifest the desires of our hearts. And have a lot of information for you about money today. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with the channel so Stephen can get you in the lineup now. I want to ask everybody, I'm asking for what I want. I'm walking my talk. I'm doing what I teach. I'm asking everybody, Facebook, Twitter, get out information about Bupalapalu, our little bear. We are on a mission to teach the world to love itself and everybody in it. So Facebook it and Twitter it and tweet it and whatever you guys do with all that stuff. Because Easter's coming up, and I would like all these little hibernating bears to find some beautiful homes for children to help get this word out. Our next webinar, which is, of course, why we have all this information coming in about money today, our next webinar is Money Makes the World Go Around. Now, obviously, we are going to be continuing to do on a cellular nature, shifting the cellular belief systems within ourselves, because that's what we're working on right now. Marilyn Janae is joining me. I don't even know where to begin about Marilyn, except to tell you that she shifted my entire financial life when I worked with her. I still employ all of her methods today. She's spiritual, but she's also very pragmatic. She's going to give you a lot of, you know, this is what you can do right now things. I love her line she uses, get the universe on speed dial, and she teaches us how to do that around money. And, man, her things work. All I can tell you is I've done them, I do them, and they work. It's very special to have her with us. March 16th from 7 to 9. She's got a book out by a very, very big publisher, and check it out. It's Feel Free to Prosper. You can Google Feel Free to Prosper and see her website. feelfreetoprosper.com. Anyway, you know, I'm still working with Dana. I'm still working with Dr. Gloria and seeing some major shifts in my life. I hope you are taking advantage of some of these great people, and Maryland for sure is going to be that for many for you. So March 16th, 7 to 9, it's on the homepage at iamdwallace.com. You can sign up now. So I say every time, as soon as we create a webinar about a subject, then the information starts coming in. I'm going to proceed now to tell you some pretty personal things about something that happened to me so that you can put together a little more clearly how this stuff is working in your life. So I'll say this as succinctly as I can. I got a message from Social Security that they found out that they hadn't paid me enough for 2014 and that I was going to get this payment that they needed to make up to me. Now, this is one of the ways you see when you implement what Maryland teaches, money shows up. So I got really, really excited, and it said in the little letter, you'll receive it by February 27th. So, of course, you know, yesterday I'm out of town, and I was wondering, did the mail come? And then all of a sudden I thought, you know, they deposit my Social Security in my account. Maybe they just deposited this. Well, lo and behold, I went to look, and they had deposited it on the 16th of February. Now, my bookkeeper and I worked together last Tuesday, and she had given me the totals of where my accounts were. Now, try and follow this now. So I didn't know that the money had already been included in the accounts that she gave me last week. And so when I found that out, my first thought was, see, that's why I don't like direct deposit. I like to get things in the mail, get my hands on them, and take them to the bank. And the second thing I realized was that I was disappointed. What the heck, you guys? I was disappointed when I found out I'd already gotten the money. Now, I stopped cold because I was conscious enough of hearing those very fleeting feelings and thoughts go through me. And I said, oh, man, this has got to be something old. This is ridiculous that I'm not excited to find out that this has already been deposited. So I just sat down with my little pencil and I said, okay, I want to know the highest thing. What's driving this thing around? I don't like direct deposit. And it was, are you ready? I don't trust money. I don't trust money. I don't trust the people that handle. The only person I trust with my money is me. And I don't trust the money to be there if I'm not in control of it. Now, that's pretty limiting when you're asking the universe to bring you money from anywhere and everywhere. And then I went on and I said, well, why I should be so happy and so thankful and feeling so blessed about this money that just fell out of the sky to me. And I said, why? What's driving this obvious feeling that I'm not excited about it? And it was the belief there's a never enough. So if there's never enough, as soon as we get more, as soon as we experience more abundance, we're still going to feel down because internally in ourselves, we're living out the reality, well, it's still not enough, so I can't be happy, which, of course, sends more money away from you, right? So then I hear, and there's more. So we have 6 things that are driving us universally that have been handed down to us through society, through our family, through religion, wherever and I'm going to read them to you. You've got two of them, and I would write these down because we're going to balance everything. I don't trust money. There is never enough. I don't create it. I don't love it, which keeps our heart closed around it. I have to protect myself around money, which closes our chakras. And it doesn't make sense to me that I should have a lot of money. That's our old story. It doesn't make any sense because blah, blah, blah happened, and this is always the way it's been, and yada, 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 right? So we're going to claim the cocktail now. I don't have to read it, but I'm going to. And, you know, the cocktail is on the sheets, and the sheets come with a balance program on IMD Wallace. So we're claiming this around the positive. We are instructing ourselves to reprogram all of this into the positive. There is always enough. I trust money. I create it. I love it. It opens my chakras, and it makes total sense to me that I should have a lot of it. Around that, we are directing ourselves to know and our energy to know in the ionosphere and beyond. I am creation. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my life. And I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the whole. I am the charge that creates. I'm sending out the positive charge around all of this. I am love, power, joy, and choice. My heart is open, and I claim this for all energy in all dimensions integrated into my divine self. And why is this important for the world? I'm going to read you a little excerpt from Bruce Lipton's book, Biology of Belief. Living organisms, it turns out, actually integrate their cellular communities by sharing their genes. Members of different species, the sharing of genetic information via gene transfer speeds up evolution, since organisms can acquire learned experiences from other organisms. These negatives were learned experiences that you got from other organisms. The positives is what we want to share with all other organisms so that the 100th monkey of wealth can bound through our world. Organisms can no longer be seen as disconnected entities. There is no wall between species. Tinkering, I don't want to go on. All right, that's the end. So that's why it's important for you to get on top of your own stuff with all the genes and the cells and the information around your health and money and seeing the world as a peaceful place. And, you know, because whatever you're doing, you're putting back out into the world. And I want to invite everybody also to join me. I'll be doing Jennifer McLean's call-in show Wednesday at 4 p.m. And I would really urge all of you to sign up for Healing of the Masters. I've sent it out to all of you. You know, it's free. You got nothing to lose here but to work with a lot of major players in the Create Your Life Syndrome. So we are going to the calls, and we're going to start with Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi. Nice talking to you again, Dee. Yes,
too,
interesting
darling.
About money. I just found out I'm losing my some income, and I was going to ask you if there was anybody that might be able to help me out with a scholarship to the next webinar.
Well, there are people that are donating scholarships, so I'm sure we can work that out, Susan, but that's an email question,
all right,
more than
right.
a question for the
okay.
show. And what they want to tell you is we're going to number one on this list. You don't trust money. And if you don't trust money, then money, just like your significant other, is going to go out and play around on you if you don't trust it. So, you know, it'll come, it'll go, it'll be there for you. I'm telling you, if you look at money, guys, from the point of view that it is, you're in a divine relationship with it, and are you treating it like you would a divine other, you'll get a lot of insight around why money is or isn't working for you. You got to love it, guys. You got to love it. You got to trust it and embrace it and want to be with it, right? Honor it. There isn't anything else. It's like you, this has happened, or like me, this has happened to you, Susan, so you can get aware and clean up your relationships with money. You know you can create it someplace else. If you're losing it one place, tell yourself and the universe to make it up somewhere else. There's more money out there for everybody. And that's one thing that Marilyn is really, really good at shifting that energy with. But start with getting up every morning and going, you know, I trust you, money. I trust that you're going to be here for me. I love you. And see what happens. Okay? Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
You bet. Interesting that she had that come up, and this is the subject today. Phyllis, in New Mexico. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hey, Dee. Good talking to you. Yeah, kind of like as we do this work and go through all this process, you know, there's this sort of, I don't know, like we're sculpting our life or I guess.
Absolutely.
To get to the point is I just had this kind of newer revelation. You know, I created two jobs in Hawaii, and then I came back to New Mexico, created a job. And then it's just sort of hitting me that I'm not really creating what I want to do.
That's a true statement, and that's because you don't know what you want to do. So there's something there's one thing falling out around you knowing what you want to do. But give me a song, please.
I just heard the words, "That's the way it is." That's the way it is.
Yeah, okay. Well, and that goes back to it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense that to most of us that we should be able to do what we love and create it and make a lot of money and have it come to us easily. It doesn't make any sense because we were taught from the beginning of time that things didn't work that way. You know, you either had to work hard at a job you didn't like or... we were having dinner last night, and this young kid, he's got two master's degrees, and he can't get a teaching job that will pay him enough money to live on. They can't even afford to get an apartment. Now, that's just BS to me. So there's got to be some ingrained beliefs there. And so I want you to get up and remember every day, every time this surfaces, you know, I'm going to go out and create exactly what I want, and I'm going to trust that the money's going to be there. I deserve it. It's easy. It's joyful. It's effortless, and it can happen right now.
Amen. Yeah, I wanted to share some testimonial because when I've been going through this, I thought there have been because I'm like really tired, but I'm going to go out. And I just love the universe, the synchronicity. I had one, you know, hip girl on roller skates come up and give me a hat and take my picture with a Polaroid. And there was just all this love. And then, you know, a week later, there's a guy at a club goes, "Hey, you want to be in a rap video? It's about women empowerment." I'm like, sure. So that's, I just feel like, the universe is going, hey, you know.
It is. And the universe talks to us 24/7, guys. But you have to be present. You have to be really present, you know, to hear it and see what the universe is trying to tell you. And when I mean, this was so in my face, this experience about receiving all this free money that just dropped out of the sky, and not being jubilantly happy when I found out that I'd already gotten it, because I wanted to add to what I already had, and I had. But you see, if we don't acknowledge that, if we don't allow ourselves to enjoy and appreciate the experience of everything, right, then we push it away again. So every little place that it opens up, you know, you better believe I sat down right away after I did all this work, and I went to my love place, and I went, I am thankful, universe. I'm feeling the love for all this money that's dropped in. I've just created two more films in my life. Things are rocking and rolling, and I've got to thank myself, and I've got to thank the universe for working with me. So that's what they're talking about when they talk about gratitude. If you don't take the time to feel the experience, the love, and the gratitude, no matter how small a delivery it is, it keeps the big deliveries from coming. You understand?
Yeah, I think I feel, you know, I don't know if I should just quit my job I have now or wait until I finish this big event in June or stay to the end of my contract in September. I don't know. I guess I need to just figure that out myself. Yeah.
Phyllis, you need to sit down and feel into all those different scenarios. You don't work with a pendulum? Do you work with a pendulum?
I have one, but I normally don't.
Okay. Well, that's why muscle testing in a pendulum, you know, helps give you some feedback around what strengthens you and what doesn't strengthen you. Right now, of all the scenarios that you gave me, I have enough information to do this, yeah. The June scenario tests strongest for your energy, okay?
Yeah. I knew that. That just appealed to me,
well,
you know.
I can verify it then. All right, baby. Thanks for calling
Thank you. Thanks, D. Love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Bye-bye. Okay, and we are going to Jeannie. I'm taking everybody in order today. Miss Jeannie, hold on. I'm getting there. Here you come. Hi, honey.
Oh, hello. I won $500.
Woohoo!
You got that one right, and I haven't stopped woohooing since.
You bet. You keep woohooing, because that's just going to create even more. And that $500, how you felt about that $500 is how they want you to start feeling about booking commercials and work.
Oh, of course.
Okay, yeah, well, you're waiting to book it to do the woohoo. Can you
I'm
bring
waiting
the
for them
in?
To happen. They're not happening right now in New York, darling. We're very
I
slow
know, darling,
in that.
What my point is that whether they're happening or not, your creation of them has to be.
Right.
So
I agree.
Your woohoo about, yay, I got a commercial, yay, I've got a job, has to happen right now. And then the job follows.
Got it.
Jeannie, you know this. You know this, but
mm-hmm.
you're not doing it. And, I mean, you could have knocked me over when I got this information about myself. This is deep, deep, deep-seated old stuff that was passed down to me through my family when I was a very little girl. And I'm going to use the words most of you use with me on your private sessions. My God, Dee, I thought I'd already handled that. Well, the big ones, the really big core issues that run us keep, like an onion, peeling down to the very core till we just have a V8 moment, right? This was a big V8 moment for me. So use that woo-hoo, Jeannie. Use that woo-hoo and that joy and just keep creating what's going to keep bring you more woo-hoo moments, okay?
You got it.
All right, baby. Thank
you.
I
got it, too.
Yeah, I know you do. Goodbye. Well, and now you see, we're bringing in some very interesting stuff here, you know? And we're going to go to Miss Kate. Hold on. Switchboard is a little slow here today. Hi, Kate. You're on.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. What can we do for you?
I have a similar of the previous caller of creating not what I really want and not knowing what I want to create.
Well, guys, you can't create what you want if you don't know.
Exactly.
But my channel is telling me that you do know, but you don't think it's possible. So you kind of go, well, whatever, I'd better find something else. So what is it that you really, really want that you think you can't create?
Hmm.
Okay, I got it.
I have to. You got it.
Because you're taking me again to the cocktail on sheet one. So what you really want to know is that you're the creator of everything, and you don't know that yet.
Yeah, of those rules, that was the one that hit a note for me. Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy that, you know, the channel is verifying that. Okay, so, Kate, how long have you been with the community? How long have you been working with us?
Less than a year, about a year.
Okay, let me ask you these simple questions. Can anyone think a thought for you?
No.
Can anyone look out and see the world the way you do, except you?
No.
Okay. Can anyone decide to make a choice in their life but you?
No.
Okay. Those are all the things. Oh, one more. They're saying, can anyone choose to be happy for you except you?
No.
All right. Those are all the things that have to be in alignment for you to be your own creator.
All right.
So you just said, okay, I'm my own creator because nobody can do these things for me. And yet what we do is we go, okay, I'm waiting for God. I'm waiting for the job.
Right.
I'm waiting to actually be happy about the money that did come in. Or I'm going to still worry about it because I don't know that I create it. So if you want to know that you're your own creator, pick something small to create, guys, and then go to your love place, feel good about it, feel that woo-hoo about it, have a lot of fun with it, keep your focus on it, create it, and then you will know, unless you go, well, yeah, well, this was a little thing. I can create that, but that doesn't mean I'm my own creator. And then you do exactly what I did. You negate what was given to you, and then you get to either start over or catch it in the moment and go, whoa, I just canceled out my own creation. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So now, that being said, what do you want? What do you want to create materially or job-wise, or what is it that you had in mind?
Job-wise, a new career.
A new career or a job in the career you already know?
A new career.
Okay. So what makes you happy?
Creating things. Being with people, helping people, making a difference.
Okay. So there's a lot of opportunities where those things come together. Helping people and creating things. You can work in elderly centers and help them with art projects. You can go help out in schools in the art projects. You can go in pet shelters and help create things for our little furry friends. There's a lot of, start looking at, these are the two things.
The intersection.
And you want, and you want to make money.
Right.
So I want to make money doing creative things that help others.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're
right.
Clear about that. Now you tell the universe, this is what I want. This is what I'm passionate about. Let me feel the passion. Let me feel the excitement. Now, universe, come in and help me create this. And you do your job. Start perusing Craigslist and perusing creative opportunities. Google creative opportunities. You know, watch shows that give you
right.
some ideas and start attracting that to you, putting that charge out so that
all
you
right.
attract it to you. Okay, you got it? All right, good, Kate. Keep us posted, please, okay?
Sure, thank you. Yeah, I'll listen to this again and write it all down. And
yeah.
But,
and
yes, thank you for this. Yeah.
Experience it and do it. Thank you. That was a great call for everybody. In a nutshell, she just took us through the easiest way to create stuff. So it's easy, guys. Let's claim it's easy. Creation is easy, you know. God said, let there be light. He didn't toil over what the definition of light was for 5 years. Mike in Connecticut. Hi, you're on.
Hi,
Mike?
Dee. Yes, can you hear me?
I can now, yes. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I was a little worried. In some ways, this entire call has answered the question that I was going to ask, but I'll ask anyway. I have dreamed for more than 30 years of setting up refuge cities for people who are, for whatever reason, not doing well in society. And I've started this dream even in college, and I've collected information and awareness and experience around that. But I've never seen how I could fund it. And I understand that if you have enough why, the how will show up. But for whatever reason, I have, at least to date, not been able to
Mike,
find
you
a way
don't
to
think
create
it's
that.
Possible. You don't think it's possible. It doesn't make any sense. None of these things exist now. Why would somebody with a lot of money, and the channel is saying there's judgment about people with money there, so you need to look at that. Someone like Bill Gates would be perfect to contact, but you, it doesn't make any sense to you why Bill Gates would respond to you. And those are the things we have to get past. And I'm going to give you something that Dana Wild gave to me that has shifted me tremendously, is that you're an evangelist, Mike. You
I
are
am.
An evangelist that needs to get this word out. You need to get your message out. This was a divinely given idea, and you need to move on it. So when you're out trying to create this, you are out creating the idea and the word. You are not out creating you. Do you understand the difference, Mike?
I do. Yes. Please continue.
Okay.
This is exactly what
okay.
I want to hear.
So you want to get back in touch with the passion of, I have to speak this truth to the world. And that, I am so passionate about the message of self-love that whether it comes to Bapalapalu or this show or my speaking or my books, I have got to get the message of self-love out because I know it's the message that's going to change the world. You're doing much the same thing with the dream about these refuge cities. What a beautiful idea. And what I'm hearing right now is it's a beautiful idea for a film also. And that might be a beautiful way to bring your idea, your evangelism out into the world, is by writing a script or having someone write a script about these refuge cities and bringing that idea to the forefront, or a television pilot, and raise some great money that way. So open yourselves up. We're all going to open ourselves up to any way that the divine idea can come in. And so it is. Okay, that's your message, Mike.
Thank you very much. I don't know how you do it, but I coached a guy for 15 years who just won at Sundance his first film. And he's interested in this, too. Wow, thank you.
Well, there you go. See, beautiful. I'm telling you, the energy, when we're on the same intention, the answers drop in. So just expand your mind out there. And if, guys, when you throw your ideas out there, if you get negated by people, that is just a part of you, like me going, why don't I like direct deposit, right? It's the part of you that is exciting for you to create health and wellness around. So if people put you down, just go, okay, well, that's the part of me that doesn't think it's possible. So I'm going to really get back into my woo-hoo instead of it's not possible. Okay, Mike?
Thank you very much.
You bet. Good luck. All right, we're going to Miss Karen in Toronto. Hi, honey, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to share something really quick, this whole call. I was doing a job. Actually, I was asked to do a mural for a little child that had been, graphically, I don't mean, but it exercises my point. She was accidentally run over by a bus after school. Yeah, beautiful little child. Her brother was in front of her. So I was commissioned to do this mural at the school in memory of her. And as the kids were all walking by for the whole 2 weeks I was there, there was one little child that kept sneaking out of class. I didn't figure it out because every time he went by, I would give him a brush or any of the children and have them paint a forget-me-not or something on the mural in memory. And it had come to my realization that this little guy, who I found out, you know, many months later, was a child in social services that wasn't with his mom. But anyway, he would walk by me. And as I was painting, I turned around the one day, and because I could hear his little footsteps. And what he said to me that day reminds me of exactly the energy I'm feeling in this moment. I turned and looked at him, and I was about to say, are you supposed to be out of your class? And he looked at me, and he went, oh, with his hands in the air.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's exactly, from a child, is exactly what I'm feeling about everything that's coming through on this call. Thank you.
Oh gosh, Karen, you just, boy, did my heart sing right along with you and him. You know, and I mean, here is this little boy. He's estranged from his mother. He's in social services, and he comes forward in the world and goes, look how joyful I can be anyway. You know, hey, are you still at the school?
No, I'm an interesting part of the call is I was led to what I do on a prayer, which took me 30 years. I was on TV, radio. I didn't even know how to draw. And now I'm in a job where I'm being responsible. And in being responsible, I just realized that I didn't ask for the whole equation. I asked to have a job so that I could be responsible. And I've left out the most important part was seeing the love and the joy that I was given. And that little boy's response to what I was doing was a reminder to me that God gave me this gift. And it was acknowledging me for the gift I was giving in that position. And I've been feeling very, okay, I know I'm in a place, I know I'm there for other people, but there's this part of me that I turned my back on, I guess. So I was doing all that, I was being, you know, but I'm not experiencing the love and joy. So I didn't ask the right questions. Because
yeah.
I know.
Well,
in my
we don't
heart,
ask the right questions, Karen, because we don't love ourselves enough to go, how can I love myself and feel so incredible about myself and get love and joy from the whole world, including money? Right?
Exactly.
We have to love ourselves if we're going to ask the right questions about joy and love and abundance and health. Do you understand? Listen,
yeah.
I would love for you to email me if you can help me create a recitative moment here with you and this little boy. I would love to send him a Bubbleopaloo. If you could email me your name and address, could you get the bear to him?
I could. And this little boy, he has a sister. And when I do volunteer work, I face paint because I love children and I use my gift to give back. They also showed up at this, it's a writing camp for children with disabilities. And these two little children is how I found out about them was when the photographer came over to photograph me painting these two little children's faces, the mother said to me, we cannot use their real names because the birth mother will recognize them. And the little girl's name, that's when I realized who this little boy was, that he's very much, he shows up in my life. And his sister's name is Nevea. And I looked at her and I said, that's a beautiful name. I've never heard that. She goes, yes, my birth mother gave it to me, and it means heaven backwards.
Whoa.
Yeah.
My Lord. Okay, I'll send you two,
okay.
Karen. I'll send you one for each of the children. I'm really called to do this. You know, we have a nonprofit arm for Bubbleopaloo, and people have sent in donations, and this is why. So I can do things like this in these moments. And,
because
and this is Recigive. Receiving and giving at the same moment is one of the most special opportunities we have in this beautiful world. Thank you for sharing
Thank
this, Karen.
You.
I'm on the verge of kind of being tearful here. Thank you for moving all of us with that story. And you will follow up on this, eh?
I absolutely will. Thank you, Dee.
Okay.
I love you.
Many blessings.
Thanks again.
I love you, too. What a beautiful, beautiful story. Wow. Hold on. I got to recover here for a minute. Reminds me of everything that I went through when I was little, and yet I had this bright light that said, I will not go out. I will not go out. I will keep shining until I find me again. Beautiful. Okay. Catalina. What a cool name. Hi, Catalina.
Hello. Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm great, baby. How are you?
Good. This is the first time I'm calling, and I'm kind of nervous. I already forgot my question.
Oh, don't be nervous. We just have a lot of fun and get to the truth. What can we help you with, baby Kate?
I know. Well, first, thanks for everything you have said. Most of the things that you have said, like, and all the questions people are bringing are, is like a combination of what I need.
You bet.
And
Catalina, it happens every show. It happens every show. So we're glad you're a part of it. You're going to bring something important in. So
that's good to know.
What can we help you with?
Now, it's mostly about, like, I feel afraid of so many, like everything in my life, pretty much. I made a lot of changes, I will say about 6 months ago. I left my job thinking, you know what, I'm going to create what I want. This is my time. I know I can do this.
Okay.
After 6 months.
So stop.
Yes.
Stop a minute. Stop. Because my pendulum's going to know. So that means there's something, you said that to yourself consciously. But subconsciously,
okay,
there are two things that are fighting you within yourself so that you can really commit to that. We're going to the sheets, and we're going to a core belief. A core belief is a belief that you have in your core that was passed down to you or that you put together. It's not a true belief, but if we have a belief, we have to create it in our life. So let's get to your core belief. This page here. Okay, the first thing is I'll never be good enough. You have to know you're good enough, that you deserve it, this thing that you want to create. That leaving your job to create what you want is absolutely possible, and you are good enough not only to create it, but to receive it. So let's balance that for everybody here, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are directing all of our energy down to the brains of ourselves to know I am good enough. I am pure God creative energy. I can create anything with direction and focus and feeling good. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing, sheets, book. Give me a movie, please.
I have been thinking lately a lot about the one that is Eat, Pray, and Love.
Eat, Pray, Love. Okay, and now give me a song.
A song. Love Yourself.
Okay. Very often I have to put the two things together. Eat, Pray, and Love is all about creation. That it's the story of her learning how to create herself and what she wants. It's exactly what you're talking about. That's why it's in your consciousness, because it's exactly what you're talking about here. So if you want to create what you want, you have to love yourselves more. And that's your message. Get up every morning and go, my intention and commitment in this day is to love myself so much that I create everything I want. And that means, because when we love someone, we see their self-worth. We see their potential. We know that they can do anything because we're seeing them through the eyes of love. How many of us are seeing ourselves through the eyes of love? And then tell that self what you want to create. Do you understand, Catalina?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So the easiest way to do that is to find a love place within yourself. A thought, a memory, an animal, a doggy or a kitty or a bunny, something that you've loved a lot in your life is a really good place. A baby, a beautiful sunset or rainbow, something that when you think of it, you automatically open your heart and can feel love. And then
I have this, like, my love place pretty much is always my nephew, okay? And every time I think about him, it's like, it's the best. I have this enormous, beautiful feeling.
Yes.
And then it closes.
I get a yes about that. Now,
because at the same time,
that,
I feel afraid.
Catalina.
Whenever I think about him. Yep.
Can you take that feeling for your nephew and put it towards yourself? Because
the only thing that I have with that is my nephew is not here. He's far away from me.
I actually
feel guilty inside of me, loving him so much, I'm not being able to be there. So whenever I am in my happy place, which is him, it becomes the other way.
Well, and there's, you stated your challenge right there. Because if you stay in your love place, Catalina, it's a true physical statement. Your brain can only hold focus on one thing at a time. So you've got to learn to hold focus. See, you're doing exactly what I did with the money. You're going, oh, my God, I love this, but, and then you're bringing in the negative.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to hold ourselves in the love and the appreciation and the joy place, and that takes focus, guys. You've got to practice focus, and the best way to do that is with the red dot exercise that they gave us over a year ago. Again, they've given us all of these things to work with, but we have to choose to do them. All right, Catalina, do that.
Yeah.
It'll shift. It'll shift for you.
Okay.
Thanks
okay.
for calling in, darling. Okay, Miss Elizabeth in Portland, you're up.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up?
So, let's see. I kind of have two things. I wanted to start with when we did the one-on-one phone call. It was in, that was January.
Uh-huh.
And we worked on a whole bunch of things, but one of them was the sale of my house.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say I'm signing on next Friday.
Congratulations. Thank you for that testimonial.
Yes, that happened. The offer came in 4 days after we had talked on my son's birthday. So everything was amazingly tied into each other. So that was
beautiful.
Thank you so much for that.
She's talking about a private session that we did together.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Ah, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, yes, I'm so excited with that. And it's funny how things can come up to kind of test you once something like that happens and with money. And what you had said at the beginning of the call about all those six things, those came up just the other night for me with the sale of the house, of it not being enough money. Like, there's never enough money, but it's silly because I'm getting money in. But anyway, I
no but, no but. See, when you hear yourself say but, guys, that's where you fall out. That's where you fall out. So I wanted to sell the house. I sold the house. Do you feel like you got a fair price for the house?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I get a yes on that. So, like me, right, and the direct deposit and down there, you have to know that you create enough. Otherwise, you will never be able to be joyful about what you do create, Elizabeth.
Right.
Okay. And what's the second thing?
The second thing is, and we kind of touched on it with our private too, is about I'm still having difficulty communicating with my ex-husband, who we have a child with.
I have to work a little quickly here because we're coming up to the end of the show. They're saying you're not having a problem with him. You're having a problem with yourself. And you're having a problem in the communication with yourself. We're going to the sheets. We're going to a core belief, this page. Here. Okay. These are the highest, most correct words. I have to struggle to conquer. That's your belief. And as long as you have that belief, and basically, they want to add two words. I have to struggle to conquer, well, it's more than two words, the things that I love. I have to struggle to conquer. And that, they told me at the beginning there wasn't two things. There was really only one thing, and that's what it is. So I have to struggle to conquer feeling good about the money that I'm selling the house for, and even selling the house. I have to struggle to conquer all these things around my husband so that I can, you know, move into the things that I love, blah, blah, blah. You got it. Said you got it. Do you have it?
Yep, I do. Thank you. Yes.
You bet. Because, again, guys, if we have a belief, we have got to create the reality of that belief in our lives, whether it's a reality that anybody else can see or not. It's a reality that we will experience, okay? So that's our opportunity to mine our gold, shift ourselves, and go, oh, you know what? How exciting is this? See, most people out there go, oh, my God, this again. God, I found to believe it. No, we go, yippee, woohoo. We're mining the gold field, and it's us. And the more we mine it, the more gold we get. And the more our lives expand and the more it opens up, isn't this exciting? This is why I'm here, right? And then the energy opens up. That affects other energies. We affect each other through our cellular communication over energetic highways that we share, and the world becomes a better, happier place because we are. It's awesome how it works. I'm so sorry I went as fast as I could go today, but boy, did we have some good clarifying information. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more. Love yourselves by doing everything you're called to do, knowing that you can, knowing that you deserve it, and watch your world shift. I love you. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.